Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said Israel lacked a credible plan to protect some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians in Rafah and warned an Israeli attack could create an insurgency by failing to kill all Hamas fighters in the southern Gaza city. Hamas fighters, he said, are returning to northern Gaza areas that Israel claimed to have cleared, and an assault on Rafah risks doing terrible harm to civilians without ending the presence there of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NBC and CBS News aired interviews with Blinken dominated by U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pause a shipment of bombs to Israel over fears of massive civilian casualties in Rafah. The UN's human rights chief responded on Sunday to Israel's latest evacuation orders to civilians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said Israel's latest evacuation call raises serious humanitarian questions.
The latest evacuation orders affect close to a million people in Rafah. So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza. These exhausted, famished people, many of whom have been displaced many times already, have no good options.
Turk said a full-scale attack on Rafah would have a catastrophic impact and urged all nations and states with influence on Israel to do what they can to prevent it. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israelis marked Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and Israelis killed in attacks on Sunday. Israel's president led a ceremony where a crowd stood still while a siren sounded.